Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. Believe it or not, blessed souls, we're now at Soul Class number 200. And today's class, our humble efforts are directed towards a theme called Time for Renewal of Creation. But before we go into this theme, let's just lower the music from the opening segue to our show from Blessed Prayer Brother in Arms, Spirit Soul, Isaac Patone from the Frankel Show in Kesekron Heights, New York, from his album Generation Redemption. Let's just turn that down and let's go into the meat in the program, Blessed Souls. During this humble effort, Blessed Souls, we hope to explore prophecies via the Prophet of Redemption, Navi HaGula, Isaiah, Yeshua Navi, in chapter 66, verse 22, and chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. I hope you can join us live. If you want to call in, we could manage in a question or a comment or a concern at 1-347-838-8669. But let's just get on with the show and see where we end up with it. Probably go about 18 to 23 minutes. Let's see what's going on. So, blessed souls, time for renewal of creation. We're only about 33 days from the beginning of the new Hebrew calendar lunar year, which we have the tradition, this goes back 5,772 years, and in 33 days we'll reach, with the blessings of the Most High, 5,773 years since the beginning of the creation, from the context of the original dwelling of the original man and woman, Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve. With that being said, now we want to consider a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22. It goes like this. For just as the new heavens and the new earth that I will make, let me just read that again, please. For just as the new heavens and the new heaven that I will make will endure before me, says the Most High, so will your offspring and your name endure. And that's the end of the prophecy in chapter 66, verse 22. So a new heaven, a new earth, and a promise of endurance for the nation of Israel. So we, Israel, look forward to renewal of earth, renewal of the heavens, as it connects to our destiny as a nation. But one thing I want to point out, blessed souls, if we of Israel are going to be renewed as a nation, which we look forward to very much so, it's not just about our renewal, because there's another prophecy where it talks about Israel being the light for the nations. If we are the light for the nations, and our light is not any other light aside from the light of Torah, therefore, we wholeheartedly expect not just the renewal of Israel, renewal of all the nations of the world, we are known as Kol Bo'ei Olam, all the inhabitants of the earth, all the blessed nations of the world, which is also we can call, according to the Torah, the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah. Now, part of this renewal that we just mentioned, blessed souls, in 66:22 in Isaiah, is connected. And by the way, I'm being inspired in today's humble presentation by a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, on which will be 27 years to the date from this coming Shabbos, back in Tavshin Memhei, 5745 years blazing, grazing into the creation, where the Rebbe talked about these matters of renewal, connecting chapter 66, verse 22, which I just read, to the following prophecy in 66:1. And the prophecy reads, blessed souls, in chapter 66, verse 1 in Isaiah, "Thus said Hashem, the Most High, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house could you build for me, and what place could be my resting place?" But the next verse also, blessed souls, gives us another encouragement and insightfulness as to the type of personality the Most High feels a closeness to. As we read further, in chapter 66, verse 2, "My hand created all these things, and all these things came into being," which is the word of the Most High, the prophet Isaiah declares. "But it is to this that I look, to the poor and broken-spirited person who is zealous regarding my word." Now, a broken-spirited person is not a depressed person, not a sad person. This person who feels poverty-stricken in their consciousness of the Most High and wants to grow and become less poor and become enriched, and broken-spirited, they are broken-spirited over the lack of proper conditions currently residing on the face of this blessed earth. As we know, it could be much better for the human family experience. So one way, getting back to the main aspect of what we're trying to share with you today, blessed souls, is one way to connect the dots between verse 22 in chapter 66 to verse 1 in chapter 66 and verse 1 in chapter 66 to verse 22 from chapter 66, courtesy of the Navi HaGeula, the prophet of redemption, Yeshiyahu, is for us blessed souls to become aware of an ancient Torah principle, you might even want to call it an axiom, is that the beginning is wedged in the end. And so we're not surprised by the twin sister of this Torah axiom or teaching, the end is wedged in the beginning, which comes from a book called Sefer Yetzirah, literally the book of formation, the book of creation. So in the beginning of chapter 66 in the prophetic teachings of Isaiah, we learn of heaven being the seat, S-E-A-T, of the Creator, and the earth being the Creator's footstool. And again, you can see this in the prophecy, chapter 66, verse 1. So the beginning of chapter 66 in the prophet Isaiah, blessed souls, is testimony concerning a level of awareness of the Creator which is presently accessible in this creation. However, by verse 22 in chapter 66, the prophet was, is, and forever is instructed to educate we of the human family experience that we should be looking out for a tangible manifestation of newness regarding the heavens and newness regarding the earth. Now, the world we are aware of, how does it connect to the world we are not aware of? Basically, the world to come, l'asid lavo. And if we become aware of the connection between our current world, which truly is blessed, and just the problem is not enough people realize how blessed this world is, and the future in the world, which none of us really have a real grasp on yet, aside from the brief prophecies that are given to us, we have to realize this renewal of the world, or new world, should not be confused with, say, a presentation of, say, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, or what someone would call and promote, while others denounce the New World Order, and I'm part of those who would denounce the New World Order, because the New World Order that is promoted by the New World Order's promoters has no connection to the Israelite Torah prophecy of a new heaven and a new world. Now, with this in mind, that we are aware of now, of a prophecy of a renewal of heaven and earth way beyond Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, way beyond whoever is behind this quote-unquote New World Order. Can this motivate us, blessed souls, to upgrade our service to our Creator? Can this motivate us, blessed souls, to improve the quality of life for the human family experience upon this blessed earth? Well, since we take it as a given, blessed souls, positive prophecies, especially when they emanate from the Torah, are accepted by the majority of human souls living upon this blessed earth. And for those human souls who struggle with positive prophecies, we can only pray that from their sub or slash superconscious soul levels, their conscious soul level start to contemplate on the upon the implications of the positive prophecies, which will manifest before all living flesh, hopefully speeding our days, and hopefully that they can upgrade their consciousness. Further, we should be aware that to communicate, to share with human souls information so vital towards the upliftment of the human condition, we must acknowledge that the Torah, which is a form of divine instruction, can only be communicated to us via the limited language of human beings. And this is a fundamental law, a halakha, which the Rambam Maimonides discusses in his Mishneh Torah, in Hilchot Yesod HaTorah, the laws of the foundation of the Torah, in chapter 1, laws verse 7 through 9. And these laws are accessible now in English, so you can see for yourself what the Rambam is referring to. But we'll just mention that these laws address how terms in relation to the Most High, at times seem to give some sort of appearance to the Most High, whether that appearance be the appearance of human-like attributes or angelic types of attributes or other examples of attributes as well. However, these examples, I would say allegorically, are sort of like burning incense, sweet-smelling burning incense, which are placed before one's nostrils to arouse the human intellect to consider scenarios of spirituality, Ruchniut, which will cause the human intellect to deduce instructions based upon levels of creation which are not accessible to the five senses of the human being experience, namely smelling, seeing, hearing, tasting, and touching. So, when the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1, speaks of a seat in heaven, or more accurately, that the heaven serves as a divine seat for the Most High, heaven in this paradigm is one way of describing, guess what, the Torah, which is of divine instruction, whose essence is to be, and already is, and always will be, elicited and revealed from above human consciousness until it is recorded simply within the black, with is the this human. Let me read that again. Let me go back over this. Heaven is only one way of describing the Torah slash divine instruction, where essence is to be and already is, and always be elicited, meaning revealed, from above human consciousness until it descends level after level, until it is recorded with black dye upon empty parchment. Why? In order that another human being can utilize a garment of his or her soul, the soul garment of Hamachshava, of thought, to grasp a small piece of heaven, i.e. slash the Torah. So certainly we can be inspired, or as some would say, be lit up with a fiery devotion to learn more about this heaven, this Torah, this divine instruction, which is the divine chair by which Elokus, godliness, is transmitted to us from beyond heaven, from even above the Torah, from the Creator himself, and then is enclosed back within heaven through the Torah, and then can rest upon the chair of our blessed minds, blessed souls. So what is this divine footstool extending or being revealed from the heavenly chair, as alluded to in chapter 66, verse 1 in Isaiah? The footstool, which we understand, can literally raise up the feet of the one who places his or her feet upon that footstool, allowing that those feet to be elevated above the earth, as opposed to just resting one's feet upon the ground or the floor that one is sitting upon, which is actually alluding to a human being carrying out actions, which are also known as precepts from the Torah, mitzvot, commandments, which bind up or create a binding, a connection between a human being to the Creator via the divine energy, the Hayat Eloki, which is accessible via fulfillment of divine precepts, commandments, or mitzvot, whatever you want to call them. How much more so when we engage in the elevation of the earth through doing mitzvot, commandments, precepts, blessed souls, when we are living in the zone of consciousness, and this zone of consciousness is known as simcha, as joy. The joy of knowing the earth is currently developing day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, second by second, into its ultimate state that the Creator has decreed to be via the prophecy of the renewal in heaven and earth, a state of renewal. And of course, let us not forget the renewal of heaven, as well it was taught in the prophecy of Isaiah 66, verse 22. Of course, we human beings, the vast majority of us, live on this earth to the exclusion of those several astronauts out there in the space station, way above the land of the living human community of blessed souls. So we want to conclude, blessed souls, with a blessing of renewal, of hope. May we see speedily in our days all forms of renewal above us, below us, and last but not least, within ourselves, for all the families of the earth, to strengthen our connection with our Telem Elohim, our divine image, so we merit all, to the exclusion of none, to the exclusion of no, not to the exclusion of any nation, meaning the inclusiveness of all the nations, so that all of us can merit, whether we be B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, B'nai Noach, the children of Noah, may we merit speedily in our days to the positive prophecies of renewal. Speedily in our days, as I just mentioned, B'darchi Sholom, or B'darchi Noam, in a peaceful way and in a pleasant way. And we want to now conclude the show, blessed souls, of course, with our normal, which is the majority of our conclusions, with Ahav Echad, one love, Gorel Echad, one destiny, Kolon, for all of us, B'darchi Noam, in a peaceful way, B'darchi Shalom, in a pleasant way, in a peaceful way, the Kolon for all of us, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, with the help of the Most High, L'Am Shif, to be continued. And we want to conclude now with Face the Truth by David Dome, to help us get back home to the reality we all need to face, the renewal of heaven and earth. Take care, everyone.
When did you start thinking for yourself? Who switched you off? Where have you gone? Thank you. Let you